Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian Hunter. Batting second. The left fielder, Bobby Higginson. Batting third. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Clark. Batting fifth. The DH, Bob Hamilton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Melvin Neves. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Damian Easley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Orlando Miller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Willie Blair. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Neves settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Hunter. The throw from Fabregas and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. 1 out. Bobby Higginson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Higginson takes first base on ball 4. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fryman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higginson moves to second. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards short. Miller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Baines hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jorge Fabregas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cameron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fabregas moves to second. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Snopek hits a line drive into left field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Melvin Neves is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neves takes first base on ball 4. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Easley strikes out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walbeck for the out. Neves moves to second. 2 outs. Orlando Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Easley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Neves. Bell reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Higginson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higginson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Higginson reaches second base with a double. Hunter moves to third. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunter scores. Higginson moves to third. 1 out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tony Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higginson scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Hamilton reaches second base with a double. Clark moves to third. Melvin Neves is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Neves is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Neves hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. Hamilton moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Easley is 0-for-1 in the game. Easley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamilton scores. Neves moves to second. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Orlando Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fabregas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easily scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cameron strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0 for 1 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easily scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hunter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunter hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Higginson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Higginson strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Neves. Durham reaches second base with a double. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's 6-5, Tigers. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. 1 out. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Melvin Neves batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Neves hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Easley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-5, Tigers. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Fabregas batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fabregas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Baines moves to third. Two outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snopek is 0 for 2 in the game. Snopek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Easley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Orlando Miller is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunter for the out. Two outs. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Higginson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Higginson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fryman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Davy Cruz now playing shortstop. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Castillo now pitching. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Melvin Neves is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Neves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Brocale now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Neves settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easily scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Myers now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyle Mouton pinch hits for Jorge Fabregas. Todd Jones now pitching. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to second. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Peña now catching. Chris Clemens now pitching. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Easley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Easley takes first base on ball 4. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Easley. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Easley steals second. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walbeck hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham catches it and throws to second with Guillen covering, to double up Easley. Two outs. Davy Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Cameron. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0-for-3 in the game. Snopek hits a fly ball into right field. Neves settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cameron moves to third. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cameron scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, Tigers. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easily scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.